This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we got to get Jimmy Levy back on the show soon at Jimmy Levy Music on Twitter. And, of course, he's got some of his own sites and things you should visit because they're really starting to try to censor him. He's gone number one on the Billboard charts, was successful before, but now he's gone supernova, finding Christ and suddenly breaking the matrix. But the 5 minutes we have left in this segment, my friend, you were saying the awakening was actually seeing the occultism for yourself in Hollywood. Tell us more about that.
I started seeing a lot of, you know, statues at house parties. There were a few house parties you had to prick your finger to get inside, and I didn't go in. But the ones that I did get a chance to go into were a few that were for, like, the Musical.ly app, for example. At the time, now it's called TikTok, but at the time it was called Musical.ly. A lot of the video social apps, they have a lot of adults there and old people. Some would be hosted in mansions in Hollywood on the hills, and there was a few, like, people that would come downstairs and bring people upstairs. And one of them specifically was on Halloween. I was watching this very beautiful girl go around, and she was bringing one by one people upstairs. And I was just staring at her, like, what is she doing? Why is the security standing by the steps? And, you know, she saw eventually that I was staring at her, and she brought me upstairs. She came up to me, she said, "Do you want to ascend?" And I was like, yeah, I didn't know what that meant. So I went upstairs, and I saw a whole bunch of women sitting on a couch, and they were all in their bras and their underwear, I guess, and they were just sitting together, and, like, I thought, oh, there's probably, like, a costume, whatever. Like, I was, like, awake to what was going on, but I didn't think of, you know, that I was in something that had to do with anything going on. And I saw smoke coming from the door, so in my head, like, I was like, oh, this is probably, like, a Halloween house, like, a haunted house, whatever. And I open the door, and I see a whole bunch of old men standing in a circle, and a really young kid ran out of the room and ran down the steps. And that was where I was like, okay.
Brother, the same stuff happened to me repeatedly. I did not run down the steps. But, yeah, it's definitely the real deal. They're inducting you into Satanism, into Lucifer, and it's always with sex. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I went downstairs. I told my friends, let's go. And then the girl, like, saw that I ran down the steps because she's like, oh, he doesn't want a part of this, whatever. And we left. And that was it. Like, after that, I was like, okay.
Absolutely. And just to be clear, it was just chicks at first. Then I did get out of it when I remember a bunch of old rich men were involved. So I don't know exactly what went on at that point. But, yeah, this is what's going on, brother. Wow. And, you know, the same thing happened to Mark Dice. He was on last week. He had a national show with a major rock band that was going to be his co-host. And at the end, they brought him in at the major company that I've even done some work with. And the CEO said, we want you to pledge allegiance to Lucifer, just like Bob Dylan said that he did on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And of course, Mark Dice said no. Mark Dice said no.
Good. It's very sad. It's very sad what's happening, bro. But at the end of the day, as long as we have God and we put God first, we got to be at peace and we have to help as many souls as we can right now. Because it's more, at the end of the day, the most important thing, it's more than the depopulation agenda, because that's 100% at hand. We know that. But it's more important, their goal, to make sure people leave this earth without knowing God, without knowing Jesus.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why they want to kill the people that buy their lies. Statistically, they're under their control. They're under their control, so now it's time to kill them. You're absolutely right. Very, very well said. I'm very impressed, Jimmy. And it makes me feel good to know that you're there. And again, I know you want to talk off air. So do I. I was telling you I wanted to talk off air. You want to talk off air. So this afternoon, let's get some time. Let's talk. Because I know there's some more stuff you want to tell me off record. And I'll tell you stuff as well. We got 30 seconds left. Anything else, brother?
Just if you're watching and, you know, you're one of those who are quiet on the sidelines, and, you know, you're still on our side, Go join everybody right now. Now is the time. I encourage you. There's people that are standing with you in the industry. They're about to come join us. There's a couple of silent artists that are about to come join us because I've had these long talks with them. I'm the artist that goes up to the biggest stars. I'm telling you, you'll see soon who comes out and says their story. And I go, we have to make a song for God. Enough with this. And, like, I go up to them, and they're like, they never had someone say that to them or have, like, you know, the balls to go up to them and just say that because it's so random, especially in the music industry.
No Jimmy Levy, we love you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon. God bless you. Introducing 50%off.com. It's just like it sounds, three words together, 50%off.com. And we have an exclusive deal with them to supply InfoWars-like products at least 50% off. You see, I've known this fellow for 15 years. He's a great marketer. He's got a lot of big shopping carts. And he heard me having a problem being able to buy enough product out in the future so that he helped us actually get more of the product. And that way, when we're sold out at InfoWars or when we're not doing a sale, he will then have InfoWars Live products at least 50% off. That's why the site's called 50%off.com. They've also got a lot of other great products as well that aren't ours. Survival gear, fitness, electronics, preparedness, and more, all up to 50% off or more. But all InfoWars Life products like DNA Force Plus right now and, of course, Rainforce Ultra are 50% off at 50%off.com. My eyes are blind, but I can see. The sun, it no longer sets me free. Yeah, the lyrics bring you down, but the music brings you up. But since the 70s, no more. I feel the snowflakes freezing me. The ninth circle of hell. Not hot, but freezing cold. Separation from God. Jay Dyer is an author, researcher, and really a smart guy. And I always enjoy listening to him when he hosts once a week. And he's going to be hosting right now here on the InfoWars Global Transmission. I wanted to just take some time out here to talk about the fact that there's a lot of news I didn't get to today. I got to most of it, but I'm going to be hosting a special transmission 5 p.m. tomorrow. And sometimes it gets on a little late, you know, because it's not a program show on satellites and TV and everything else. You know, TV is programming you, but the term doesn't actually mean programming your brain. It means they program it in on stations and satellites, and then they have all the breaks and the ads. But I'm also going to be doing live shows very, very soon. We're kicking this off in December, where at least three nights a week, I'm going to host 3 hours live, commercial-free, and take your calls and special guests. But it's just going to be amazing. And you talk about commercial-free, long-form podcasts. I'm going to be doing it from my house. I'm going to be doing it from here. I'm going to be doing it for special locations. I'm going to be doing events. I'm going to be making more films. I mean, I am just on fire right now. Because the enemy's throwing their energy at us, and God's going, oh, yeah, I'll try this. It's been, my energy level's just been off the charts. So thank you, God, for energizing me. And I just pray for continued direction, and that I be in your will. And I really appreciate God helping sanctify me and keep me on the straight and narrow. So we're going to have Jay Dyer take over here in just a moment. We need to be funded to launch all these programs and operations and things we're doing. And so those of you listening really are the ambassadors. You really are the missionaries. You really are the people that are going to carry this information out to the four corners of the earth. And especially in the future, the globalists may put me in prison or kill me. We don't want that. We don't want that to happen. Hopefully that's going to happen. It's in God's hands and in God's plan. The only reason I'm still alive is God. And so our work is becoming so effective and so influential across the spectrum, all glory goes to God, that the enemy is just really upset right now. They're trying to figure out, they think, the right way to not make me a martyr and be able to still get their operation going. So this is quite the time. And I have to tell you again, you don't have any idea how influential you are just talking to one person. So much of the most important work I do is only talking to one or two people sometimes. So it's great to educate the masses. It's also great to talk to your friends, your neighbors, your family. Perfect strangers, just let the Holy Spirit the Holy Ghost guide you. Now, we got a lot of great products for sale right now. This is our biggest sale of the year. Every year is Black Friday comes early. We run it for 2 weeks starting in November. And I'm launching it early because of supply chain breakdowns and delivery problems and all the craziness that we know is only going to get worse going into next year. That's one of the big subjects I wanted to get in today was all the supply chain breakdown news. It's a huge stack right here. This whole stack right here is about an inch and a half thick, but I didn't get to it. I'll get to it tomorrow at 5 p.m. Or maybe I'll go in the war room today, but with Owen, 3 p.m. Central, coming up in about 50 minutes. But we have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points right now on everything. Rainforest Plus sold out for 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Amazing Nootropic. Ultimate Bone Broth sold out for years, now reformulated back even better with the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the turmeric, and not just the concentrated chicken broth that's amazing for your immune system, your bones, your joints, everything. Ultra 12, highest quality B12 concentrate taken under the tongue, so good for your entire body, not just the immune system, but your stamina, libido, everything. 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Turmeric extract bodies, 40% off. Activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off. That's huge. Make like $2 a tube, but that's the price. Activated charcoal mouthwash, 50% off. All storable foods, 10% off. Last chance this year, double Patriot points. Last chance to get our high-quality coffee at 2021 prices. It's got to go up. Everything's exploding. And many other products at 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, taking over in the next 49 minutes is Jay Dyers, author, comedian, TV presenter, known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. His graduate work focused on psychological warfare in film. He's also the author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and the co-creator, co-host of the television show Hollywood Decoded. He's been featured on numerous popular shows and podcasts. He's here with us now. Jay'sAnalysis.com. Jay Dyer, thank you so much. Take over, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here. You know, I did a few talks last week on the breakaway civilization, and I wanted to tie that into the notion of the beast system. What do we mean by the beast system, and how might Hollywood and the movies that Hollywood's put out in the last, you know, several decades maybe, how would they be showing us things ahead of time? You know, we talked a lot about predictive programming. My books are about this idea of embedding messages, embedding themes in fiction to really warm people up, prepare them for what the establishment wants to roll out. This is an old technique. It's an old tactic. We covered it in depth when we did the analysis of No Time to Die, the recent Bond film, which, as we said, was based on a lot of breakaway civilization ideas. So I want to go through some of the ideas of breakaway civilization in other presentations, fiction and nonfiction, white papers, etc. And I want to talk a little bit about the beast system and why that's really important right now, why that's the system that's coming into fruition now is another manifestation of this historic beast system. If we look at the Bible, for example, the Bible has this theme of the beast representing world empires. And the world empires are always centered around the worship of man, man worship, self-worship, the deification of some emperor, and by extension, something maybe deeper and satanic, right? A Luciferian plan to unite the world under a single Babel. The Tower of Babel is the preeminent example, right, in the book of Genesis, which, again, all these archetypal stories, amazingly, are already even in the book of Genesis. The premise of Babel is let's unite the whole world under one power, under one imperium of a pagan ruler, Nimrod, and let's give them all the same language and the same culture and the same ideology. And the system didn't go away, even though the Tower of Babel, of course, fell. If you read, you know, Genesis as it progresses into chapters 10 and 11, we know that the Tower of Babel goes away. But this same attempt at a fallen world, single structure, city of man, as St. Augustine would later call it, continues to be re-implemented. So we get the Babylonians, and we get the Persians, and we get the Greeks, and then we get the Roman Empire, right? These systems, which many Old Testament books describe, including Daniel, including even Jeremiah at one point, these world systems eventually fall apart and give way to another instantiation of the same pattern of a beast system. Now, there's a fascinating what's called Deuterocanonical book that's called Maccabees, and it's not in all the Protestant Bibles, of course. It's in the Orthodox and Catholic Bibles. And so whether you accept Maccabees or not, my point is just that there's an illustration in the various Maccabees books where we have at one point a ruler who wants to tag and track everybody. So he actually wants people to take this mark at one point before they can go and buy anything in the marketplace. And in my view, and I'm sure that a lot of people will debate this, but I think John in the apocalypse of the New Testament, Book of Revelation, I think the immediate context is Nero and is the beast of the first century Roman Empire that persecuted the saints. And Nero is just this, you know, fanatical kind of super antichrist figure. I think Nero is a type of the end times, you know, final antichrist, whoever or whenever that will be. So I'm not denying that there's a future predictive aspect to the Book of Revelation. I'm saying it's a both and, where the Book of Revelation seems to be talking about something happening at John's day as well as at the end times. And when we come back after this break, I'll get more into the details about what I think we're going to see as the beast system manifests and how we're already seeing elements of it coming to fruition and manifesting now, even though we may, I don't know if we're in the last times. There's certainly some things that suggest we might be. But it's just the same pattern of the system that represents itself. Don't go anywhere. Stay there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we were just discussing the history and patterns of the beast system as it manifested in the ancient world and up into the times of the New Testament writers, and particularly the Apocalypse of John. And we noticed that there's a couple of commonalities that we see is that usually these direct the worship of man not towards God, but towards some human-created thing, right? We saw that with the ancient pagan empires in the Book of Daniel, where they worship this giant statue, right, that's supposed to represent Nebuchadnezzar. And then we see that as we get into the period when John's writing, the beast system manifests as the Roman Empire that demands that everybody worship Caesar, right, or worship Nero as an instantiation of God and God's power, and no different than what the Egyptians mandated, right, that you worship Pharaoh as the son of Ra and so forth. So the point there is that there's an attempt in these systems to erect a one world religion, a one world governmental order, a one world economic order that attempts as best they could with that, you know, ancient technology to track and to trace and to follow everybody with some form of mark or some sort of identification that would be on your hand or your head or whatever. And through various, you know, tally systems and taking a census of the population, those ancient imperial tyrants would try to control everything. And what I think the book of Revelation is telling us about the future is that when we get further towards the end of the world, we're going to see the same system manifest in a way that we've never seen before. So as we get to the point where there will be the attempt to have a global total tracking and tracing system, we're starting to see what could at least be the implication or the instantiations of that type of system now. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I'm just giving my analysis. If we're in the end times per se, we could be. There could be another 1,000 years left of the world. 10,000. I don't know. But at least what we're seeing manifest now is undoubtedly another version of that beast system. And the way that we see that manifesting now is quite obvious, right? We see people moving towards a global government, just a reinstantiation of the Babel, the movement towards a one world religion, where Pope Francis has recently, after his meeting last year with the Grand Imam, attempted to set up this Abrahamic Faith Center in Abu Dhabi. There will be one in New York. There'll be one in Germany. And he's given his approval to this after that meeting with the Grand Imam of a new world religion concept that is kind of all the world religions in their basis, supposedly, right? So we're moving away from the specifics of Jesus or the Trinity or something like this. We're moving into the direction of a generic idea where you can just kind of copy and paste whatever you think God is into that equation. And, oh, you see, we're all worshiping the same God, and we'll just make Pope Francis the Petrine head, the Pope of the world religions. That's where this is going, right? That's the movement that we're seeing. And so Francis, really, in my opinion, seems to be kind of a figure like the false prophet in the Book of Revelation, right? The head of this world religion that's no longer specifics of Christianity or even the other religions, Islam, Judaism, but now this new manifestation of a, oh, we need to recover the ancient original world religion, right? Before we got into the fights of Judaism and Christianity and Islam, there's a common core that now we need to recover. And that recovery world religion will be the new religion that maybe Francis will be the head of, or his successors, or whatever happens down the road. And I think that, you know, now that we see the Vatican and Francis and other world religious leaders too signing on to the idea of the World Economic Forum, the ideas of inclusive capitalism, as it's called, which is just stakeholder capitalism that Klaus is promoting, we start to see that this is all one system. Another manifestation, again, of the beast system. Now, I'm not saying that every Roman Catholic is a bad person or that they're bad intention or anything like that. I'm saying at the top of this system, it's the corrupt world religion leaders that are participating in this. And I would say the same thing for some of the corrupt leaders in the Orthodox world, some of the corrupt leaders in the Protestant world, as well as in Islam, and all the world religions really have a lot of corrupt heads and leaders. So I'm not attacking all the members of those religions per se, just pointing out that the way that co-opting and the steering and engineering of religions, what's sometimes called in the academic literature religious engineering, that usually occurs at the top level by compromising, co-opting, or installing already corrupted leaders in those high-level positions. And this is well known, right? I mean, everybody now knows about Jeffrey Epstein. Everybody knows about these compromise operations that have gone on for a long time, the D.C. Madam, et cetera. Those are examples of how high-level, powerful people are co-opted. You just heard in the last hour, right, the musician talking about how, the parties that go on and how they kind of lead people into these wild parties to kind of get them co-opted. That's the standard model right there. So the beast system then manifests as a total, not just cultural warfare, which, you know, we saw last week when I covered the NATO cognitive warfare document. They said that psychocultural warfare is the main battleground of this system. And that's why pop culture is so important. Pop culture becomes an arm of the beast system that's almost like an evangelism tool, right? It's like both sides are doing evangelism. Satan has his evangelists and his minions that that sort of do their evangelism into the system, and then there's evangelists right for the Christian theist side as well. So both sides have evangelism, and the pop culture psycho sphere is the main arm and tool, according to the NATO cognitive warfare document, which shows that culture is the battleground. Toxic culture is the real battleground. And so if they can get you into following all these, you know, idiotic pop stars who believe in and promote the beast system, then you're more likely to default into accepting the tracking and the tracing and the constant, you know, stabbies and injections and the constant, you know, whatever the system's promoting, the garbage food, the poison tap water, the fake medical system, you know, the fake virtual world is coming. By the way, they're just announcing now the metaverse. For how many years had Alex, for example, been talking about the fact that The Matrix was a plan, not just a movie, but actually a Pentagon plan way before it became a movie? The Pentagon plan was, how can we put people into pods and they become human batteries that power the pod, and basically the pod then becomes their world, and they could just sit in there in their coon pod for the rest of their life as a battery for the system. And now we're getting that. Get in your pod, eat your bugs, and shut up, idiot. That's where we're going. Tiny living in a giant mega city high rise coon pod is your future. And then you'll just be eliminated. By the way, what, look at this, the weirdness of this, right? It's like a bad B movie set walking around with, you know, these avatars and these PFPs. So here we have the Matrix rolling out right now, the very thing that we were told would be dangerous even in the movies, right? The Matrix trilogy, one of these great examples of fiction preparing us for what they would roll out 20 years later. And by the way, there's a new Matrix movie coming out, which I think will just be another version of, you know, telling us more about what's going on, right? So the revelation of the method that we've been talking about, this predictive programming element, is rolling out all around us in multiple ways. The beast system is a totality system, not just of economics and culture, but as we said, also changing the mind, changing the way man operates in terms of his brain chemistry, even, as the document says. And changing everything in the biosphere as well, as Klaus says.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Coons. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
It says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You know, I was just watching that that clip of Zuckerberg there in his metaverse room, and I was thinking, like, who did he get to do the graphics and the effects? It looks like a Tommy Wiseau film, like The Room, right? So couldn't you see Tommy Wiseau walking in into the metaverse? Oh, hi, Mark, right? Oh, hi, Mark Zuckerberg, right? so... I thought we would have better effects by now. Like, wouldn't we be, you know, like in a real Matrix? Wouldn't it be like, I don't know, something realistic looking, not Birdemic, right? I don't know if you've ever seen Birdemic, but that's a classic B movie. It looks pretty funny. But anyway, I was talking about the B system, and the B system really is a total system rewrite, right? It's a system where we not just are doing the cultural warfare, which, as the NATO document says, is the main element of the mind war, but it also talks about how we would go into the changing of biology and the very chemistry of the brain itself. And that is perfectly in line with what Klaus said, right? Many times Klaus has said, we would be in your body, we would change your biology, right? It's a change of you, yourself, the biology, the DNA. And that's what, of course, the experimental mRNA stabbies are, is a gene therapy experiment. It's an experiment on changing and altering humanity itself. And again, people think, oh, they wouldn't do that. They would never do that. They say they're doing that. What are you talking about? They would never do that. And again, it's not just that the beast system wants to get rid of and erase the image of humanity, because it, you know, if man is made in the image of God, you could begin to see why the beast system wants to get rid of what it means to be man or woman, being made in the image of God. You got to get rid of it. You got to destroy that. You got to destroy it in the minds of people as well. And that's what's so dangerous about the world that we're going into, is that it's a taking over of the whole mind. And the brain and the body and the biosphere. That's what this system is all about. And people find it hard to believe that it could be that wild of a mad science project and plan. Nobody would believe. Nobody. That's Bond movies, Bond villains. That's science fiction bad guys. There's no way. Well, guess what? There's documents to talk about it. Not just white paper documents. Public lectures, talks. I mean, it's like Klaus says this, and then the system says, doesn't exist. He doesn't say that. But by the way, he says it, and it's good. That's gaslighting. That's the very thing that's in Orwell's book, where doublethink is part of the system itself. You accepting doublethink, you accepting contradictions, gaslighting, in-your-face contradictions is part of it. Bill Gates just said this week, oh, we got to have no more meat. We can't eat meat anymore. Well, that's what Klaus said years ago. That's what the global elite books have said for the last 100 years. Bertrand Russell said 100 years ago in Scientific Outlook, in the future, the elite will eat meat and the masses will eat grains and synthetic meat. It's right in smack dab in the middle of his book, Scientific Outlook. So we're talking about a totality system that 100 years ago, the Royal Society, these elites said would be a totality system. The social credit system, the virtual system, the metaverse, right? Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, they talked about the social credit system 100 years ago. Bertrand Russell said, you'll get allotted your credits from the system, the centralized economic computer. It'll spit out your credits, and you have to spend them because they'll go away, because you can't have savings, because savings would allow you to have private property. Well, guess what? In the coming technocratic order, private property is outlawed. You're not going to have private property. You're going to be part of a gigantic golem web. And I'm not joking when I say it's a giant golem in the sense of a non-conscious brain. It's a giant hive brain, the Borg. In Jacques Attali's book, Brief History of the Future, he says that and he's one of the top technocrats, right? He's the Kissinger of France. He says that the new coming system, by the way, did you see his comment that was going around a couple of months ago on vaccines? And he says that in the interview. It's a real interview. He says in the interview, in the future, it's from like 5, 6 years. It's an old interview. He says, we're going to roll out these vaccines for everybody. And if I recall, the long interview comment was actually about depopulation. Now, Jacques Attali says in his book, Brief History of the Future, he says the coming golem world brain will actually be a matrix-style system where you will go into the matrix. And you will be part of this mental this computer matrix, virtual matrix, right? And you can't really opt out of it because the whole economy will be there. Now, there could be, you know, systems within that matrix that are, you know, rebel systems. You could have people using other currencies. There might be competing currencies in the metaverse. We don't know how this is going to play out per se. I still think things like Bitcoin can be a good hedge against this because it's decentralized. But you can bet your money that all of the elites are going to be pushing the cryptocurrencies within the metaverse that are centralized. And that way they'll be able to knock you off, right? And you can't use it. So the key will be the decentralized element for if things definitely do go into this metaverse world. So again, the metaverse was already here a long time ago in the Pentagon documents, long time ago in Army War College documents, talking about the future of warfare, the future of being hooked into this satellite uplink system. And now it's here being rolled out, and we were told through the fiction that it would be rolled out. And it's just interesting to me that, you know, that Satan has to refer to things in a copycat way, right? We know Satan always mimics God because he doesn't have creative capacity and faculties anymore since he's fallen. He's just sort of a copy and paste kind of guy, right? And so what the virtual system is a simulacra or a simulant. It's a fake, right? And I don't think it's wrong necessarily for there to be a virtual thing, right? There's nothing wrong with playing a video game or doing this or that or representing things in virtual systems. But what Satan wants to do is get everybody into the virtual system to where they forget this real world and live their whole lives in this fake world. And that's really what we saw in the recent Spielberg movie, Ready Player One. Did you see Ready Player One? If you haven't, I recommend seeing it just for this point of deconstructing it, as it's kind of a new version of The Matrix. Because in Ready Player One, we have what's called, and the tech elites, by the way, have been giving lectures on this for years, 5-6 years ago, what's called the gamification of society. Part of the new coming economy and the new coming world in this virtual realm will be everything being gamified. And again, the tech elite were saying this 5-6 years ago. So this is old information. Actually, it's just now beginning to roll out with the metaverse. Now, in Ready Player One, of course, the character has to solve this vast, complicated, you know, matrix world of the metaverse that has all these hidden clues and keys. And when he solves it, he basically solves the designer, the coder guy's, mystery, his personal life story and his mystery and all this. Anyway. Long story short is that the metaverse is just a way to interact with people in the internet sphere beyond the 2D screens that we have now. So it's like the new generation of how the internet will be. And the internet will be, I mean, you'll still be able to have the 2D internet probably, but most people will prefer to go into the goggles, right, of the metaverse so that they can switch in and out of these various worlds. And, you know, maybe one day you're playing poker. Oh, I want to go over into the Facebook cafe and hang out with my friends over there. Oh, I'm going to go over to the poker world over here. Oh, I'm going to go over here to Decentraland and play games over there, et cetera. So all of those different worlds will be accessible there. But the point is that a lot of science fiction has been warning us about giving ourselves over to this virtual world. It's immersing ourselves in this. I remember back in the 90s when I was in high school, I read Tad Williams's book, Otherworld. And Otherworld was actually a powerful prediction of this. The whole thing is about this, what's being rolled out now. Tad Williams had written a gigantic science fiction book called Otherworld, saying, yeah, there's going to be these virtual worlds where everybody's going to spend all their time. The metaverse, it's here. It's here. So, again, what better proof of the thesis of predictive programming and the thesis that they prepare us with this information through fiction than the metaverse, than Ready Player One, than The Matrix. So we've talked about some of the themes that this beast system is going to attempt to have: this total control, total tracking, total tracing, Borg hive mind, one world religion, one world leader, etc., etc. All of these things that are moving towards this centralization. When we come back, I'm going to give you more examples of this from nonfiction and fiction, where we were told about this breakaway civilization that the elite will have.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To the Alex Jones Show, I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Dave Analysis, and we were getting into the powerful elements of predictive programming in fiction, science fiction, Hollywood, movies, etc., even music, right? And in the first half of this hour, we were talking about the beast system and how it's manifested, and now I want to get into more of the examples of the breakaway civilization, because these two things go together, right? The beast system wants everybody opted into this thing that will be the self-destruction of those people. And then they will emerge on the other side of this, like a kind of Noah's Ark scenario, right? From their underground bases, from their, redoubts to a new world. And again, it's a theme that we've seen in a lot of the fiction. And not even just in fiction, this is actually an element of religious theology, ancient religion, comparative religion, and literature too, the idea of a remnant, right? The Bible has this idea with Noah, right? Noah is the guy who's saved with his household, and wherein the rest of the world perishes. So there's a biblical idea of a remnant that's saved, a few, a chosen few. And then there's also, I guess you could say, a satanic version of this where the elite say, oh, we're going to be the chosen few and we're going to just sort of let everyone else sink into the mire, you know, be drowned in the coming flood, not in a literal water flood nowadays, but in whatever is coming in terms of the possibility of some catastrophic event. Now, I don't know if there's a catastrophic event coming, but the notion of a catastrophic event or the idea of an end times is a powerful tool of psychological warfare. And we've seen this in multiple examples and studies of psychological warfare and psyops in the past. One of the most famous is the Orson Welles broadcast of the War of the Worlds. And there's evidence that shows that that was actually a Rockefeller-funded study on mass psychosis and hysteria intentionally provoked through the broadcasting of a invasion from, you know, the Pleiades or whatever. The aliens are here. So everybody went crazy, and it was all, of course, staged, but it wasn't just for kicks. It wasn't just to troll everybody. That was actually part of research into psychological warfare. Now, there have been many types of things like this, but another example was in the, I believe the late 70s, there was a famous documentary that the BBC put together, which was a mockumentary, and I believe it was another one of these examples of psychological warfare. It's called Alternative 3. Now, nobody at the time had really seen a lot of mockumentaries, and so if you go watch Alternative 3 now, it's kind of cheesy and it's laughable, right? You watch this and you're thinking, these are so obviously actors, right? These aren't real scientists that are being interviewed. They're not real, you know, missing people, family members. It's very obviously acting. But at the time, people weren't as sophisticated. They hadn't seen a lot of mockumentaries and fake documentaries. And so if you watch Alternative 3, it's amazing as an example of propaganda, because the theory of Alternative 3 is that scientists are going missing as part of a secret project to study the coming cataclysm. So it's an imminent destruction of the world scenario that is as the result, get this, of an ecological disaster that the world is already showing, and climate change. Well, actually, in this, it's not global warming. It's at that time still global freezing. The fake documentary says global freezing is, you know, going to destroy the world. We're going to have another ice age. And that's because at that time, Paul Ehrlich and his cronies were literally promoting in the scientific literature at that time in the late 70s, the coming ice age. Oh, guess what? In the 80s, it flips. It becomes global warming. Oh, and then in the 2000s, that fails. So it flips. It becomes what? Climate change. They just keep changing it for PR reasons. It's just a PR program. It's a marketing pitch. But the point of Alternative 3 was to literally propose a breakaway civilization thesis of the scientific elite, a bunch of elite scientists. They've gone missing to study and to, you know, prepare the world for the cataclysm of too many people. The documentary actually says it's overpopulation that is causing the destruction of the world. And so we got to get it down to Georgia Guidestones, a very small number of people, the scientific elite, right? They will be the ones to go into the future. Everyone else will die. Now, this was a fake documentary, obviously, right? And it's kind of in the vein of Orson Welles' other famous mockumentary. Orson Welles didn't do this, but if you've seen F for Fake, it's very important. Go watch F for Fake, because Orson Welles is actually showing you in that documentary how fiction media is propaganda to trick you. It's like a magic trick. It's a sleight of hand. Because if the media talks about coming catastrophes, global warming, and that's going to kill everybody, most people believe it because of the default to accepting what some authority figure tells them, right? Well, he's on TV. It must be, right? You couldn't get on TV unless you told the truth, right? That's kind of the default assumption of most people. But now that narrative is beginning to break, especially in the last 5 years. People don't really trust the media anymore. But remember, these narratives of science and scientism that too many people's collapsing the world is a science fiction scenario. It has its roots in fake documentaries like Alternative 3. Alternative 3 is one of the first propaganda documentaries, mockumentaries, fake documentaries, to propose and promote the idea on a mass scale that too many people are going to destroy the earth and we're going to have a coming catastrophic event. And it also proposes the idea of a breakaway civilization something like Asimov's Foundation series, right? If you read Asimov, you know that in that series, there's a secret society of scientists who are kind of a breakaway civilization who are going to save the, you know, the world, for the galactic empire from the coming destruction, blah, blah, blah. It's the same story over and over. And what does most of the fiction nowadays say, or at least a lot of the fiction? Well, think about Elysium, right? The Matt Damon movie where Matt Damon, you know, goes to some floating donut in space to where the elite have like the cancer saving technology. It's a breakaway civilization. And Matt Damon is the hero because he goes and gets, you know, the tech for the people, right? He's the man of the people. Think about movies like that. It was kind of a derided critically, but the whole premise of Sky Captain, the World of Tomorrow is that there's an elite scientist who's creating an Ark of Noah. Right. And he's going to destroy the world through a biowarfare agent or something like that. Or he's going to nuke the world, whatever. And then he'll repopulate the planet with a new Adam and a new Eve after this mass death. And there's a lot of weird references in that movie to the tech, to the AI being right, the destruction. He's using AI. That's right. He's using AI robots to basically destroy all the humans and he'll repopulate the planet. I mean, again, I highly recommend watching Sky Captain, not because it's the best movie, but because the premise of the movie is the breakaway civilization. Project Noah, the very thing that we saw in Moonraker. Countless, you know, alien films have this premise, right? We have movies like where Deep Impact, where the asteroids are coming. It's an ELE, extinction level event, right? Resident Evil, we have, you know, the Umbrella Corporation has all their underground bases and they're going to, you know, we learn at the end of the series that it's actually a depopulation event, that the head of the Umbrella Corporation wants to depopulate the world. And then his genetically modified Mila Jovovich Alice clones are going to reemerge as the new, right, Adam and Eve or whatever scenario. We have this with 12 Monkeys, right, where it was a eco disaster that destroys most of the Earth's population. We have 2001 and 2010. If you watch 2010 or read the novel, it's not as good of a film, obviously, as Kubrick's film, but the purpose of 2010, Arthur C. Clarke basically has a breakaway civilization after the Earth has been depopulated. And the breakaway civilization is actually Bowman, who's joined himself to or uploaded his consciousness to the monolith. The monolith is like a big floating kind of like zip drive, right? If you watch 2010, again, it's a boring movie, but go watch 2010 because it's exactly what we're talking about. The breakaway civilization where the elite have uploaded their consciousness to these floating zip drives in space, the monoliths, and then the monoliths create new worlds and new earthly civilizations. And they call themselves the children of the sun, right? The sons of Lucifer, the children of light is what they're called at the end of the story. Childhood's End, again, Arthur C. Clarke, same narrative. We got to take your children off world. We got to take your children. They're going on to the space arc, right? And then we're going to have to nuke the rest of the world over and over and over. This is the scenario that we see, especially in Arthur C. Clarke's works, right? Because he co-wrote 2001 with Kubrick for the movie. Movies like Snowpiercer, right? Movies like They Live. These are all breakaway civilization scenarios, and there's many, many more. There's movies like The Giver, movies like Stephen King's The Stand, where we have a breakaway civilization that goes and hides in Colorado and emerges to create the new America, the new United States or whatever. Many of the Bond films have this narrative. Many TV shows as well, right? So obviously I can't go into all of them. But if you want to get more into that, you can go to my website. You can subscribe to my work. Also, remember to support the InfoWar by getting the products in the InfoWar store. Support Alex. Support the team at InfoWars because this is the tip of the spear. This is what's waking up so many people. This is a crucial time as so many people are seeing the craziness to wake them up. And Alex and crew can only stay on air if you support them by going to the store right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.